The Emerging Lindy Stock Screen, uncovering tomorrow's winners. In a market obsessed with quarterly results and narratives that change by the week, today's screen searches for the exact opposite: companies that are built to last for decades. The screen identifies the next generation of enduring businesses before they're widely recognized. The Emerging Lindy Screen is about finding future Lindys, businesses that combine invention with discipline, transforming broken industries through structural innovation, vertical innovation, and cultural resilience. The screen is designed to uncover the next Amazon or Apple, the types of compounding machines we aim to own long before the world catches on. To see the criteria used to create the Emerging Lindy Screen, go here. As of the close of trading on Thursday, March 5, the following 35 stocks met these criteria. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a 52-week high this week: Chevron, CVX, Verizon Communications, VZ, AT&T, TJX Companies, TJX, Union Pacific, UNP, Duke Energy, DUK, Waste Management, WM, General Dynamics, GD, Williams Companies, WMB, Kinder Morgan, KMI, American Electric Power, AEP, AOG Resources, EOG, Norfolk Southern, NSC, Ross Stores, ROST, Valero Energy, VLO, Phillips 66, PSX, Travelers Companies, TRV, Simon Property Group, SPG, Digital Realty Trust, DLR, Allstate, ALL, XL Energy, XEL, Diamondback Energy, FANG, Electronic Arts, EA, Exelon, EXC, Energy, ETR, EQT, EQT, presented by Jared Dillian Money. In this advertisement from our friends at Jared Dillian Money, former Lehman trader Jared Dillian reveals why he's positioned hard against one of Wall Street's most sacred asset classes. In 5 minutes a day, Jared's three-page The Daily Dirt Nap kept readers from being late to the late 2023 rate drop, while higher for longer was still consensus and captured a contrarian South American trade that delivered triple-digit gains. Click here to see why he's taking the other side of one of Wall Street's sacred cows, and why Porter Stansberry calls him one of his top three favorite financial writers. Editor's note: this post is sponsored by our friends at Jared Dillian Money. We only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. We do not, however, make any representations about their investment ideas, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. Porter and Company also may disagree with the ideas presented by our sponsors, but we understand there's more than one way to skin a cat. With that said, you can check out what Jared is predicting by clicking here. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a 52-week low last week: Sanofi, SNY, General Mills, GIS, Builders FirstSource, BLDR, Diageo PLC, DEO, Adyen NV, ADE, Campbell's, CPB, First Service, FSV, Mobileye Global, MBLY, Solve Energy, MWH, Universal Display, OLED, Merit Medical Systems, MMSI, First Financial Bankshares, FFIN, Itron, ITRI, Asbury Automotive, ABG, Burford Capital, BUR, Peloton Interactive, PTON, For Partners Only. To become a Partner Pass member, contact customer care at 888-610-8895, internationally at +1-443-815-4447, or via email at support@porteroncompanyresearch.com. A high-quality compounder with insider conviction this week's Sunday selection comes off the 52-week low list, but what caught our attention were two large insider purchases. More importantly, this company sits at the leading edge of a much bigger trend: the consumerization of healthcare. Patients no longer want to feel like medical experiments. They want care that's customized, discreet, and frictionless, technology that fits into daily life and connects seamlessly to a smartphone. Today's selection is doing exactly that. and the business has been quietly outperforming Wall Street's expectations. For decades, insulin delivery meant choosing between two imperfect options: multiple daily injections or a tubed pump that tethered you to a device. Insulet, NASDAQ, Pod, makes Omnipod, the category-defining tubeless wearable pump that turns insulin delivery into a wireless, discreet patch that feels more like a consumer product than medical equipment. The platform has reached more than 600,000 users, and management believes it will surpass 1 million in 2028. That product innovation is paired with a simple, powerful business model. Insulet follows a classic razor and blade strategy. The upfront controller/app experience gets a patient started, but the economic engine is the recurring stream of disposable pods that are replaced roughly every 3 days. The result is a growing base of repeat orders that are essential to the user. Insulet's moat is also built on distribution. Competitors like Medtronic, MDT, and Tandem Diabetes Care, TNDM, have historically leaned on the paperwork-heavy durable medical equipment channel. Insulet, meanwhile, scaled Omnipod through the pharmacy channel, selling through CVS and Walgreens rather than medical equipment suppliers. This pay-as-you-go setup lowers adoption friction, avoids the $5,000 device sticker shock, and makes switching meaningfully harder once a patient is refilling pods like a standard prescription. The financials demonstrate the success of the business model. Insulet is beating expectations and increasingly converting growth into cash, supported by high gross margins, 71.6%, and manufacturing scale. Insulet recently posted its 10th consecutive year of 20% plus revenue growth, highlighted by Q4 2025 revenue of $783.8 million, up 31% year over year, ahead of consensus estimates of $768.6 million. While some feared that the emergence of the GLP-1 weight loss drugs would pose a significant threat, management's view is that GLP-1 drugs are complementary, not a substitute. They don't remove the need for insulin, especially in type 1 diabetes. And for patients with type 2 diabetes, GLP-1 drugs may actually accelerate the move to insulin. Management points to real-world claims suggesting GLP-1 starters are 2x more likely to begin insulin within 12 months, and that high discontinuation rates in GLP-1s eventually push patients toward insulin anyway. In fact, while Insulet's total addressable market is valued at roughly $30 billion, its biggest long-term catalyst is type 2 diabetes, a $12 billion U.S. market where Insulet has less than 5% share. Insulin is the hormone that moves glucose from the bloodstream into cells for energy and stores excess as glycogen. In type 1 diabetes, the body produces little to no insulin, while type 2 begins with insulin resistance and often progresses to declining insulin production, pushing many patients toward insulin therapy over time. The type 2 population is roughly 10x larger than type 1, and as more of these patients move to insulin, many are choosing the discreet, tubeless options that don't disrupt daily life, exactly where Omnipod is best positioned. Over the next 3 years, the product roadmap is designed to solidify its place in the market. In 2026, Insulet is focused on Omnipod 5 enhancements, including smarter automation and expanded continuous glucose monitor, CGM, connectivity. Looking further, Omnipod 6, which will be released in 2027, and a fully closed-loop Type 2 system in 2028, are the potential new catalysts, moving toward an experience that minimizes or eliminates meal announcements and carb counting, with pivotal data for that breakthrough expected to be released in June 2026. Insulet continues to deliver strong top-line growth with revenue increasing 31% to $2.71 billion in 2025. Net income declined to $247 million from $418 million in 2024. But 2024 included a $191 million tax benefit, and 2025 included a $124 million loss on debt retirement. The cleaner measure is adjusted net income, which grew 54% to $354 million. Meanwhile, gross margins have steadily risen from 61.7% in 2022 to 71.6% in 2025. Management has guided for 25% earnings per share growth and 100 basis points of annual margin expansion through 2028. Here's a look at valuations moving forward. At $240 per share, Pod trades at roughly 38x 2026 and 30x 2028 consensus earnings. That's not a bargain bin multiple, but it's undervaluing the company if it executes on its growth outlook. If management delivers, earnings compound and the multiple moves below 30x by 2027. What supports the story is the insider activity. Two open market buys totaled roughly $1.5 million, a meaningful vote of confidence. Insulet's new CEO, who started in April 2025, put $1 million of personal capital to work 2 days after Q4 earnings, at roughly $239 per share, and a director followed 5 days later with an additional $500,000 purchase at approximately $246 per share. Around $240 per share, Insulet looks less like a consensus story stock and more like a high-quality compounder that is underappreciated relative to its future earnings power. We're not making Insulet a formal recommendation today. Still, between the insider signals, its position as the category leader, and multiple catalysts ahead, it's a name that's worth highlighting and adding to our watch list. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.